Want to see something cool? Much like other deviants you should know, some days we get paid to break expensive things. If your coach didn't teach you, a goth girl will. On occasion, in the right situation, a little torture can be a healthy thing. It's way better to find the weak spots in the shop, because once it's installed, repair costs start jumping by orders of magnitude. The angry dudes in fancy suits develop a bit of a tude when filthy dudes with collars blue need new parts to do the things we're supposed to do. Have a look at this thing. They just rebuilt the motor rotor for Mark's random orbital reciprocating rectum record. What we want is lots of watts, and watts are just volts times amps. Ampere, though, is a bit of a size queen. All they care about is girth. Thankfully, this is a rare place where the guys that stack cash and the guys that stack tolerances actually agree. Because thin wire isn't just cheaper, it lets us have more turns into coils, and more turns make magnetic fields more betterer. So we can stamp down the amps if we jack the voltage up to Jesus. Voltage is a gold digger and only cares about how thick your plastic is, but insulation is way less expensive than wire, and that's why big motors run on high voltage. 480 is foreplay at this scale. This runs into kilovolts. Voltage is the pressure of potential difference, and it's pushing against the insulation on all those coils. If it gets out, we're gonna have one of those loud, expensive, explodey days, so how do we test to make sure the wires don't bitch out? Check out this mega right here. The name comes from Mega Ohm Meter, and it's a tiny little torture box that generates a high DC voltage, around a kilovolt, and measures the resistance. Hook one wire to a winding and the other to ground, and hope like hell for more resistance and that time you tried to get her to clean her side of the bathroom countertop. The old school ones had a hand crank generator in them. Here's me using one in a power plant. Yeah, it still works, but the new ones are better. A similar thing is called a high potential test. We call that a high pot. It works like impact play for a motor. We spank it with way more enthusiasm than it expected and see how loud it yells. It's kind of like megging it out, but has way more ass behind it. High pot tests the wire and slot liner insulation, phase paper, wedges, and varnish. There's also surge testing, which finds faults in interturn winding and phase to phase insulation. This one will do both and goes all the way up to 12 kilovolts, which is important to remember because if you do enough of these tests, it's only a matter of time before that sumbitch bites you. But it's better than slamming a monster to get you right back in focus the moment you start to daydream. And that's pretty cool.